Dr. Keith Russell of the New York Theological Seminary. Dr. Russell, who is the professor of ministry studies, he has also written many books, and he has been also served as the president of the American Baptist Seminary of West in Berkeley, California. But most recently, he has been appointed as administrator of the Doctor of Ministry program at New York Theological. Please welcome as he come, Dr. Keith Russell.
Giving honor to God, to Pastor Jackson, and to my colleagues in the ministry, and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's certainly a joy to be here on this solemn day. Your pastor has great courage to ask so many of us teachers. I told him when he asked me that I'd pray for him. Well, this third word, quite a short word, short and yet quite poignant. Woman, behold thy son. Then he said to the disciple, behold thy mother. I suppose at the first level of meaning for this little text, Jesus isn't too busy to look after his mother. I mean, there he is in agony, suspended between earth and heaven, having endured all kinds of physical mistreatment, but he looks down and he sees a weeping Mary. He wasn't too busy to take care of mama. Lots of us are too busy to take care of mama. But here Jesus, even in the final moment, sees his weeping mother. And assigns her care to somebody else. The compassion of Jesus, even at the last moment, reaches out to that grieving woman. But then I suppose there's another level of meaning. He is not just taking care of his mother. Perhaps for a moment, he needed to stop being her son so he could be her savior. Just for a moment, to give up that relationship so he could step back and provide her with something everybody needed. Everybody needs a savior. Even mama needs a savior. But Jesus wasn't too busy to include his mother in this salvation event. I just want to thank Jesus. Thank him for including his mother, because he surely then included you and me. But maybe there's even another meaning. Because here, not only does he look after mama and then save her, he also begins to spell out the nature and boundary of a new community. You see, now, in this, at the cross, somehow a new family is created. It's not just about blood now. Not just about relationship now. Somehow, if you're in Jesus, you get a new community. You get a new humanity. So, mama is assigned to a new son. Now, in Jesus, this death produces a radical new way of being human in the world. No longer is it just who you're born to. No longer is it just what color you are. Whether you're rich or poor, or tall or short, or old or young, somehow in this new community announced from the cross, woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. Oh, this is something so new we haven't got it right yet. This miracle of a new humanity created on the cross, punctuated by resurrection and empowered by Pentecost. We've been avoiding it as much as we can, as long as we can. We like churches that look just like, dress just like, talk just like, act just like. But on the cross, we got something new going on. Something different being created. And today on Good Friday, the church needs to be in a repentance mode, because we've taken the miracle and cut it down to our side. The church, the first fruits of the new humanity, the new creation, more than blood and more than ethnicity and more than culture and more than language, has fallen back into those particular worldly patterns of abuse, of obedience to a world that is broken, systemically full of sin, racist. It's a world which the church slides up against. No, on the cross. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. I'm doing something new. I'm not dying to replicate what is. I'm dying to birth something new. Would you be new? Would you be new? Father, forgive us for being so old.